Okay.
Ring, ring. I'm a fucking phone.
Shame on you, Pete.
Hey, that sounds sexy the way you say it. Ooh, ooh.
This is the message broadcast box.
Oh no, the cops are coming.
They traced us. It happened. It finally happened. Oh no. I'm not going to make it in the big house with this voice. Oh no.
Pick this one.
Andy Dick? 1, 2, 3, 4?
What do you need?
Hello? Andy, it's Lorna. Hello?
Yeah, what?
How are you feeling, baby? I haven't checked in in a little while, and I just want to make sure you're feeling okay. I've been worried about you. You're doing okay?
Doing
like, your emotional state is healthy?
Where are you?
I'm not too far. Like, where are you right now? Are you, like, at your place? Or, like, are you going out tonight?
Number one, I don't have a place. Number two, I don't know where I am. Number three... Go back to number one and two. Okay.
I get what you're saying. Like, are you in the RV? You have an RV, don't you?
Not right now.
So where are you staying, baby?
On my lawyer's couch.
Oh my goodness. Is there a shower there at least? Like a hot plate? You can make some ramen noodles or something?
Don't worry about me. I can eat my... I don't want to eat, first of all. And number two, where the fuck are you, you fucking bitch ass? You asked me a bunch of questions. Where are you at? I'm hanging up.
I'm on Arroyo. I'm on Arroyo. On Arroyo.
He's in a bad place, man.
He's in a bad place.
He always was.
Yeah, he always was.
That's going into the documentary. They'll buy that from you.
Yeah, he wants to smear my dirty shit water all over the place.
Thank you for calling Pilot. This is Austin. How may I help you?
Hey, Austin.
Whoa.
Hello?
Hey, Austin. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
You're named after a city. That's dumb. If I had your name, I would have killed myself already.
Well, that sucks.
Yep. Austin is a terrible place. There's terrible food trucks in Austin. I hear the weather is shitty at all times of the year. And it's just a generally terrible place to live.
Well, I've never been there, so I wouldn't know.
They can have fall gardens in Austin. Like, they have a whole nother growing season.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess there's something redeemable about Austin.
I guess there's good barbecue, too.
Hey, Austin.
Yes.
What time do you get off?
Midnight.
Yeah, because you know what? My wife and I want to, sit on the roof of the Flying J and smoke marijuana cigarettes together, and we want you to join us and just hold our hands while we poop.
There's a little ladder you can use to get up here. It's not hard. You can climb a ladder, Austin. You sound like a strong, strapping young man.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, he's the guy at the cash right now, honey.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking at you right now. You look cute.
Yeah.
Nope. So midnight. So that's not very long. We'll be up here, and we'll save some of this marijuana cigarette for you. And when you're able to, just come on up here.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think you're saying all right, but I feel like you're placating us and you're not actually going to come up here and smoke marijuana cigarettes and hold our hands while we poop.
I'm not going to.
Why not?
Why not? It's not very friendly.
Because you'd rather what?
That's boring. That is so boring.
Yeah, you're pretty boring, Austin. Just like the city you're named after.
I'm okay with that.
Are you really, though?
Yep.
How old are you?
32.
32. Oh, man. You made it that far?
What?
Yeah. You made it that far?
Yep.
So far, yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to put
you... I mean, it's a real surprise that you made it that far with a name that stupid.
You're going to make the kid feel bad about his stupid name. He's like, it is. He's like, oh, man, it is a stupid name.
He's like, ooh, now I'm going to go home. I'm going to walk home to my apartment. I live on Houston Street.
Austin on Houston Street. Austin on Houston.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so happy to have you here.
Yeah, that's great.
If I can send us
a collab.
Hello?
Thank you for calling Jose Bank. This is Estrella. How can I help you?
Hi, Astrapa. I was in there yesterday, and now I'm looking at my account, and I'm not seeing the money.
You were here yesterday, and I'm sorry, what happened?
So I gave them the money, and down there at Blackstone, and I'm not seeing it on my account, and I'm kind of screwed because, like, I'm here at the gas pump, and it's saying my account is insufficient.
Okay, you were here yesterday. We were refunding something to you.
Are you mocking me? I'm just saying, I was there and I got the receipt. And
No, I'm trying to figure out what I need to do for you. That's why I'm asking if I'm correct.
I'm saying, I went to the bank there, I put my money in, and it's not showing on my account, and I'm freaking out because I have to drive to bum butt, you know? It's going to take me 3 hours, but now it's showing not my debit card's not working.
Oh, I'm so sorry, but okay, so this is just a bank. We sell clothes.
Yeah, the bank. Apology accepted. Is there a bank manager there I can talk to, honey baby?
No, I'm so sorry. I believe you called the wrong number.
No, Jose Bank.
Joe's A Bank. Yes, there's this. We saw
yes,
clothes.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, so not the men's wrong number.
Clothes.
So we start over. 7983 North Blackstone Avenue. And I gave the lady the money. She gave me a couple pieces of pants. I don't know why. And it shows here that my paycheck went straight in, $700. And I'm not showing it. I'm not getting $700 worth of gas. So it's like, what's going on? My wife doesn't spend that much on a purse on a Friday. Well, once she did, but this is, what do I do? A stripper? Your name was a stripper, right?
Oh!
I had fun.
Thank you for calling Joe Richman's clothing store. This is Christian speaking at my hobby.
Hey, Christian, I was just talking to the lamb girl, or what's her name, Flabbadab, and she said she just hung up on me after I asked for a manager. Are you a manager, little boy?
Yeah, what was the name?
Oh, my name is Mike, and I was in there yesterday, and it was great. It's been my third time in, but this time I'm trying to get gas, and it's saying insufficient funds, but I know I put like $800 in yesterday.
You put in $800?
Yes, thank you. Do you have my account brought up there? Thank you. And so you see that, I deposited that there, so why is it not, why is my debit card not working? My Jose Banks card?
We're not an actual bank, sir. We're a clothing store.
Oh, what? My wife said this was a bank, a credit union, and you guys took my money and you gave me pants, and now it's not showing up on my account. But last time, it still worked at the gas pump.
When did your wife come in? Because we're not.
She came in last week. I came in yesterday and talked to that Abadula girl that I just talked to. The Habadabada. What's her name? Habadashery? Something like that. And she took my money and said, yes, sir. No, the one that I just talked to. Her name's like Habalaba. Lubaluba. It's not funny, dude. My fucking money's now. Where's my money?
I'm telling you, sir, this is a clothing store, not a bank.
I'm a lady, and I'm writing that in my lawyer report.
Okay.
He's still laughing.
Let me have you speak to my manager.
I asked that the whole time. Thank you. I apologize. Thank you.
Yeah. Hold on.
Man, my big fat dick was hitting the urinal earlier. the wall of the urinal. That's a fucking... The wallet gif is making me chuckle. I don't think there's a manager besides him, but thank you for letting me do that. Thank you.
We're still connected. He's a manager. He's getting the manager.
I heard a lady in the back.
Yeah, but I wonder if that was Bubblesita or whatever her name was.
I forget. I usually write it down, but that's your job now. Oh, hey, RNG's back. Just kill it. Just kill it and do something funny. Thanks. I love you. Thank you for that.
No worries, man.
I have trouble comprehending how to do stuff.
All right, here we go. I can't yell because I think people are getting married downstairs.
Pizza Shoals.
Hi, Pizza Shoals. My name is Mike. I'm calling with the power company.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have to shut you off for the next 3 hours. I just had to let you know.
Are you for real? That kind of sounds like...
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't joke about that. I could talk to the owner if he's there. I just wanted to let you know it's a 20-minute warning. So it's 33 right now, so it'll be at 53. And then the power will be off for 3 hours, and I just want to let you guys know. So whoever you have to tell and close all, whatever you need to do.
Just give me one moment. Give me one moment.
All right. Hurry up, honey. Another one.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hey.
Yeah.
It's Mike.
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, it's Mike. Who was that? I just was talking to a lady.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
Who was I just speaking to?
No, you'll have to call us back later. Thank you.
No, the power sheet fucking shit. I fucked it up. God damn it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, do it. You're doing this call. This is your call.
All right.
You. All right. You. Pointing
Hello,
at you.
Hello, and thank you for calling hashtag cannabis in Seattle. We're open.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, shit. I was ready for the bank call. I was like, oh shit, he's fast.
Thanks for calling Seattle Hashtag. This is Zach. How can I help you?
Hey, Big Dumb Hello? Zach, I left my wallet there. Big Zach?
Yes.
Hey, I left my wallet there. Did you pick it up?
You left it here, you said?
Oh, someone's stumbling on his words. There was $50 cash in it, and I'm going to come in there, and I'm going to have to fight you for it, because I know you have it. So what the time do you get off work? Okay, sorry.
Zach was a bitch. Let's talk to Zach again.
I went too hard too fast.
That's okay.
Yes, you gotta ease in sometimes, you know. You gotta just kind of slowly and just...
Lubricate yourself.
My first day.
Go in.
Like having sex with an otter, you gotta just ease it in.
Yeah, just gotta go easy. Well, they're also slippery themselves.
The grass is greener on the otter side.
Hello, and thank you for calling hashtag cannabis in Seattle.
Pound sign We're cannabis. Duh, it's got the pound sign.
Thanks for calling Seattle hashtag. This is Zach. How can I help you?
Hey, Zach. I was talking with the other man earlier named Zach. Is there a manager I can talk to, by the way?
Give me just a second.
All right, hurry up, honey, baby. You guys.
Hi, thanks for holding.
Hi, is this the manager?
It's still Zach, but I'm going to be the one talking to you. How can I help you?
Oh, I would like to do a complaint about an employee that I came in earlier and was engaged with.
Yeah, what's the complaint?
He was really rude to me, and I was actually sexually assaulted on my bottom. I'm serious about this.
I'm sorry that you find it so fun to prank call retail workers and get entertainment out of this.
Retail, yeah, we use retail.
But you actually need to get a life and leave us the hell alone because we don't have enough energy for this. Bye. I'm not answering again.
There's no weed. There's no weed in heaven.
Oh my god.
There's no weed in heaven.
There's no weed in heaven. I love that line.
I have weed in heaven. No energy for this. Hashtag no energy.
It's flat and I can hit it with a stick.
Okay, thank you, Pete. I'm gonna enjoy more of this free entertainment for a minute. Thank you for the warm up. I love you.
Love you, buddy.
I love you too, man. He's off the hook, man. He's off his rocker.
This is Derek at Pizza. What can I do for today?
Hey, can I place an order for pickup, sir?
Okay, can I get a name for the order?
Bill. Bill Williams. Alright, I need one cheese.
One cheese. Okay, would that be large hand toss?
Yeah, one cheese, two meat, no extras.
Can you say that one more time?
One meat, two cheese, no extras.
Okay.
Alright, cool. Can we get three onion?
Okay, so for that first pizza, it's just cheese, correct?
No, one cheese, two meat. Three onion. On the first one.
Okay, onions and then meat.
Yeah. One cheese, onion. Two meat, three onion. Yeah, no upgrades.
You mean like the meat lover?
Yeah, we love it. One cheese, two meat, three onions.
Okay.
On the first one.
Yeah. So we have a large hand-tossed meat lovers with onions, correct?
Oh, it's your phone, not mine. One cheese, two meat, three onions.
Yep.
Okay.
Will that be completing your order today?
No, four peppers.
What was that?
Four peppers.
Will this be for another pizza?
No, on the first pizza, one cheese, two meat, three onion, four peppers.
You want green peppers on that pizza also?
Yeah, four peppers.
Bell peppers, green peppers.
Cool. Do you know banana? Thank you. We'll do one cheese, two meat, three onion, four peppers, five toppings.
Okay.
All right, cool. How much is that?
That's going to bring your total out to $25.49.
All right, read it back to me.
Okay, so you have a large hand toss, meat lovers with onions and green peppers, correct?
No! One cheese. Say it.
Okay, sir. So, for that first pizza, you said you want just cheese.
My name is Lorna. I'm a lady. One cheese.
One cheese pizza.
Yes, with two meat.
Okay, so one cheese pizza. That's it for that first order.
Two meat.
For the first pizza.
You little bitch. Say two meat. Just say it. Do I get aggravated? My dad knows the owner, and I have the discount code that you need to write down. But I need you to say two meat.
Can't do that, sir.
Why not?
Because people like you just question why humanity exists. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Well, it's pretty easy. The fish turned into people over all the evaluations, and then Darwin killed everybody that was not smart. And he forgot you, I guess. I'm just trying to get a cheese, two, three onion, four pepper, five topping pizza.
Pizza.
Please? Yeah, pizza, thank you. And on the second one, can we get two cheese? Okay, sorry.
Oh, wow. Man, he was upset.
Those never go that well. Thank you, buddy.
That was good.
Yes, that's my Bill.
Yeah, hello. I'm a pretty lady, and I'm in room 9.
What?
I'm in room number 9. I'm a pretty lady.
Number 9?
Yes, number 9. Yes, that's me. I want you to come join me in room number 9, please.
Tell him about the cocaine. Make sure he knows there's cocaine here and it's free for him.
Yeah.
I mean, we paid for it, but he doesn't need to pay for it. Free cocaine.
This might be the longest hang-up ever. Hello?
Sexy man at front desk, hello?
Hello?
Hello, sexy man? Sexy man with the winky eyes, hello?
Oh no, the cops are coming.
They traced us. It happened. It finally happened. Oh no. I'm not going to make it in the big house with this voice. Oh no. They're going to turn me into hamburger meat.
Hello?
Hey. Hello. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, honey. You go ahead. Go
hey,
ahead,
is that Amanda?
Who's calling?
Hey, my name's Mike. What was going on? I guess you were harassing my son yesterday.
You guess what?
I didn't guess, you stupid fuckface. You were harassing my son, and now he hired a lawyer.
I don't give a fuck. I don't even know your son. He's the one that called my fucking number talking shit. I don't even know him. So fuck you and fuck him. I don't give a fuck about no lawyer.
Madam, I need you to calm your tits for a moment and please speak respectfully to my husband. This is an issue. We are trying to deal with it like adults, okay? So please calm your tits. Go ahead, honey.
No, she just... yesterday, it was just kind of... We hired a lawyer because of what you did, and you're going to jail for 17 years.
All right, let's try that again.
Was it against the gays? The gamers?
No. Nothing wrong with gamers. He's got a rainbow on his shirt right now.
Hey there, Smoke and Vape. How are you doing there, honey baby?
Good. How are you? What can I help you with?
I'm interested in the different flavors of vapes that you have. Can you tell me about the different flavors that you have?
About the what?
Yeah, tell me the different flavors of vape that you have.
Like juice?
Yeah, like what flavors do you have?
I have so many, like over like 500. I have different brands. We have our own house juice. Our house juice is 10, the nationals are 20, and then the 100 milliliters are 25.
Do you have any cheese juice?
Cheese?
Yeah, like cheese flavored?
No.
Like any stuff that tastes like Doritos?
No.
No?
I've never had somebody ask for that
like blue cheese.
They make that.
Like blue cheese vape juice?
No.
No? Because I'm kind of craving that.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
You know, Uber Eats keeps telling me, like, the Uber Eats app, it keeps popping up notifications saying, oh, hey, you know, Pete, you got to go try this out. And it said stuff about blue cheese and Doritos. And I want to know, do you have blue cheese and Doritos vape juice?
No, we don't. They don't even make that.
Do you have pickle? Pickle?
No.
Ketchup?
No, like condiments.
All dressed?
No.
Mustard?
Clearly a Canadian.
No.
Tim Hortons double-double?
Nope.
A belt? Bacon, egg, lettuce, and tomato?
No.
What about just like?
What's the
do you have anything like beefy, like a Slim Jim flavored vape juice?
No.
Ham.
What's the weirdest flavor that you have? Do you have like dog vomit?
Doritos.
No, but I don't have you guys. I don't have time for this. So if this is like
no Pepsi, kind of what about Pepsi or Coca Cola or like Sprite or no. like Fanta, like pineapple Fanta?
Mm-mm.
Do you have pineapple
I like
flavored?
Pineapple flavored juices, but
there we go. We hit something! Yay! All right.
Ooh. Are those
yeah,
good?
Yeah. If you guys want to come in, you guys are more than welcome to. But yeah. I
guys,
off don't be sexist.
Don't be sexist, honey.
Yeah, I'm a woman.
Start. You don't need to read all of them, but could you start at C and read through T for your different juices?
I don't have enough time for that. You guys are more than welcome to come in, though.
Do you have a menu that I could look at?
Can you just send me a link to it? Can you just text me a link to this number?
No,
what about avocado? Do you have an avocado?
No.
I know that's before C. What about cantaloupe?
I might have something cantaloupe. I mean, any fruit, yeah, but not Doritos.
But, like, what about vegetables, though? Like, would you have a cucumber?
Milk?
Like a cucumber melon?
There's actually a cucumber, yeah.
So you have, wait a minute. Is cucumber a vegetable or a fruit? I'm confused. What about tomato? Tomato's a fruit.
Not sure.
Tomato would
That's
be like, so when he, when he... When he asks you about, like, ketchup, if you have, like, fruit and, like, tomato's a fruit, then, like, what about, like, tomato?
I don't know. I don't think people really want to vape tomato.
And could you look up and see if you have tomato vape juice? Tomato juice?
I know that we don't.
You know that we don't? So you remember them all. That's pretty good. Do you have anything that is like, savory?
I mean, no, not really. I'm like I said, you guys can come in and look at them. But
what about like under the sea type flavors, like clam or like lobster?
Absolutely not.
What about shrimp? Shrimp is a very popular flavor. Tofu?
No.
No. Mm-mm. My goodness, like what about just like kidney bean juice?
Burnt tires, like anything.
What about, do you happen to have semen flavored vape juice?
No.
How about
I mean, like,
squirt?
Like salty, like just a salty, like a salty type, like a salty kind of sweet type,
How about
anything
squirt?
Like that. That might be.
You know what? I think we might have a salt water.
Salt water. That's perfect.
And you know what?
That's
now kinda, that I'm looking, we actually have relish. We have. Let's see. Is that? Mayo, we have a mayo flavored as well. Let's see. I'm seeing a kidney bean, a black bean, pincho. How do you feel about that one?
That's in the right range we're looking for.
Yeah, I'm totally kidding. We don't have those. But like I said, you guys are more than welcome to come in and I'll help you choose that one, okay?
Are you patronizing us?
Absolutely wrecked.
Are you patronizing me?
No, but you guys, like, I don't have flavors like that, and I'm more than willing to help you, so you can come in if that's the case, okay?
You said relish. Did you mean you have relish?
No, I'm just kidding.
What about hot dog?
I wish. I love hot sauce.
No, not hot sauce.
Hot dog.
No.
What about just dog? What about just, like, a dog flavored?
Wet thing? Dog.
No.
What about like cat or like a pussy flavored vape juice?
No. No.
You have
sorry.
You
about
do have
it.
Salt. You do have salt water though.
Pond scum.
No, I was just kidding.
Oh, because that sounded kind of cummy to me, and that sounded kind of delicious.
Okay. Well, I hope you guys have a great night. We're open till 9, so if you guys want to come in before 9, you're more than welcome. Okay.
You sound really pretty. What are you going to be wearing? I want to be able to like, see
I don't
how.
Know.
You don't know what you're wearing.
I am very
like, you're
pretty. Thank you.
Why don't you look down and tell us what you're wearing?
No.
Come on. How big are your nipples?
No. Goodbye. Have a great day.
Are they bigger or smaller than like a small plate?
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to this week's episode of Great Big Pranks. It was a steaming pile of crap. Speaking of crap, you can check out our Redbubble page where you can purchase crap inspired by this very show. Also, you can check us out in the Discord. The links to both of those things are in the show notes. Give us a call, 513-666-4690. That's 513-666-4690.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrod Media Group. Learn more at scrod.net.